Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
MQHZ calls for stronger Ebola preparedness amid outbreak in DRC. Chief Muyombe appeals for peace ahead of campaigns. And concern and caution in DRC as Ebola risk at highest level. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has emphasized the need to upscale preventive readiness in the country following the continued Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. MQHZ Director General Quince Mwabo believes that prevention and preparedness remains critical for the nation amid an Ebola outbreak, considering Zambia's already stretched health sector and the wider economy. Dr. Mwabo underscored the importance of early preventive action, especially considering that Ebola is a severe and highly fatal infectious disease. He noted that during periods of increased national activity involving large public gatherings, including political activities, there is need for consistent public health awareness and adherence to preventive practices. Given the constant movement of people and goods across the shared border, may increase the risk of cross-border importation if not adequately mitigated, said Dr. Mwabo in a statement issued to RSV News in Osaka today. Dr. Mwabo has therefore called on relevant authorities to urgently step up efforts to improve screening and preparedness measures at border facilities and ensure that frontline health workers are adequately equipped and protected. He has urged organizers of public and community gatherings, including religious gatherings, market spaces, transport hubs, and other social events, to promote hygiene awareness and responsible health practices to help reduce preventable health risks. Dr. Mwabo further called for seriousness, vigilance, and coordinated action from both authorities and the public to ensure that the country remains protected from a possible Ebola outbreak through timely coordinated action.
I think if you're talking about the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which continues to affect lives and remains a regional public health risk due to movement across our shared border, we are calling for stronger preparedness and vigilance, especially at border entry points, to ensure early detection and the prevention of any possible importation of the disease into Zambia. We therefore urge all stakeholders and members of the public to work together to protect the country through prevention, preparedness, and timely coordinated action.
Political players in Chilamwongwe district on the Copperbelt province have pledged to conduct peaceful campaigns ahead of the 2026 August 13 general elections. Speaking during the formulation of the campaign timetable for both Konkola and Chilamwongwe constituencies, representatives from six political parties and two independent candidates agreed to adhere to the campaign schedule. Zanis reports that UPND Chilamwongwe constituency chairperson Rashford Kunda advised political players to exchange contact numbers with leaders from other political parties to improve communication in case of conflicts during the campaign period. Mr. Kunda noted that some people may be found in certain areas for personal business and not necessarily for political activities, hence the need for political players to work in harmony. He said it is important for political players within the district who know each other well to resolve issues amicably. Chief Muyombe of the Yombe people in Mafinga district in Muchinga province has issued a strong appeal to political players and citizens to maintain peace, unity, and promote the spirit of humanism as the country prepares for the upcoming elections. Speaking in an interview, the traditional leader emphasized that political campaigns must be conducted with mutual respect and a strict focus on national development. He warned that political friction risks undermining the country's hard-earned stability and long-standing spirit of togetherness. Zanis reports Chief Muyombe said it is important to protect our national unity as this is key to ensuring continuous development. The traditional leader's sentiments have also been strongly echoed by local residents in Mafinga South. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ in Lavushimanda District in Wapula has urged political parties, aspiring candidates, election agents and other stakeholders to adhere to the timetable for the 2026 general elections campaign period. Speaking during a stakeholders meeting held at the Lavushimanda Town Council, District Electoral Officer Jonas Mwendakawa said it is important for all stakeholders to continue implementing the remaining electoral activities in an orderly and peaceful manner. Zanis reports that Mr. Mwendakawa said stakeholders should appreciate the Commission's commitment to conducting free and fair elections in line with the Constitution and electoral laws. He added that peace remains key to achieving development in both the district and the country at large. In African news, as the World Health Organization WHO raises the risk of Ebola to the highest level for the DR Congo, authorities in the country are working to inform the public about how to protect themselves from the deadly virus. The outbreak was first detected in Ituri province, an area already facing armed conflict and humanitarian crisis. In the provincial capital Bunia, residents are doing what they can to stay safe. To date, there have been 82 confirmed cases and 7 confirmed deaths in the DRC, alongside almost 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths, according to the WHO. Coming up shortly, large-scale Russian attack on Ukraine leaves 4 dead and dozens injured. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Russia has launched a large-scale wave of strikes against Ukraine, firing hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the capital was the main target, but other areas were also hit, with at least 83 people injured. 4 people were killed in Kyiv and its surrounding areas, with explosions heard across the region overnight into Sunday, and reports of damage to residential buildings and schools. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQZ, has emphasized the need to upscale preventive readiness in the country following the continued Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Chief Muyombe of the Yombe people in Mafinga district in Muchinga province has issued a strong appeal to political players and citizens to maintain peace, unity, and promote the spirit of humanism as the country prepares for the upcoming elections. And as the World Health Organization WHO raises the risk of Ebola to the highest level for the DR Congo, authorities in the country are working to inform the public about how to protect themselves from the deadly virus. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
I'm at the front of the queue at my favorite lunch spot. Trays are sliding, people are waiting, and I reach into my bag only to realize I left my ATM card sitting on my dresser at home. Total panic moment. Right? Then I remembered EcoBank Express Cash. I pulled out my phone, opened the app, and generated a token in about 10 seconds. I walked over to the EcoBank ATM next door, punched in the code, and boom!